For this practice, we will begin in an upright vertical position. We lift the tail and raise it up on a block or a bolster if sitting upright is uncomfortable in any way. Make the adjustments that are necessary so you can feel supported and able to feel as though there's a line of energy that moves from the base of your spine all the way in and up to the crown of the head. Our hands can rest on our knees or folded in our laps. This particular meditational practice is perfectly suited for autumn, although it can be practiced at any time. It's a four-part practice that brings attention to our relationship with letting go. And the way this works is I'll guide you through four different pieces of the meditation, each associated with an inhale and an exhale. For the first part, we will inhale life, our awareness of life, and we'll exhale with an awareness of death. In the second part, we will inhale life in the presence of God or the One, however you choose to relate to that essence, and then we'll exhale death in the presence of God or the One. And as we move through that practice, I'll move from calling it the presence of the One to a shortened version, and I'll just say in the presence. The third practice is to stay with death and to inhale and exhale death in the presence of the One. And then the fourth practice, the fourth part, is to inhale and exhale the presence of the One, the presence of God, the presence of all pervading life. So we begin with the spine tall. Exhale and allow the breath to move down and out the body. And we inhale with awareness of life. And we exhale with awareness of death. Inhale with awareness of life. Exhale with awareness of death. Keeping this going, and inhaling for the count of 8 of your own heartbeats, and exhaling for the count of 8 of your own heartbeats. Inhaling with awareness of life. Exhaling with awareness of death. taking one more complete round with inhaling with the awareness of life and exhaling with the awareness of death. And we then transition gently into inhaling life in the presence of God or the One, and exhaling death in the presence of God or the One. Inhaling life in the presence of the One. Exhaling death in the presence of the One. Inhaling life in the presence. Exhaling death in the presence. Inhaling life in the presence. Exhaling death in the presence. Inhaling life in the presence. Exhaling death in the presence. Transitioning gently now to inhaling death in the presence of the One, and exhaling death in the presence of the One. For 8 heartbeats, we inhale. And we exhale death in the presence of the One. Inhaling death in the presence of the One. Exhaling death in the presence of the One. One more round in your own way. And the next inhale that you come to, we inhale the presence of God, this essence of all pervading life, and we exhale God, this presence of the One, this all pervading life. Inhaling all pervading life. Exhaling all pervading life. Inhaling all pervading life. Exhaling all pervading life. And in your time, allow your breath to return to what feels natural. And slowly lower yourself down onto your backside. As you settle onto your backside, we recognize that this practice will carry with it its own essence from time to time. We sense the power of our breath alone. And the potential of the presence of divinity, this one, this all-pervading life force is always only just a breath away. We sense the power of our own awareness and how this awareness shifts our perspective, reprograms us. To recognize the life of what is coming and the life of what is going as energies, whole and complete, part and parcel of this mighty ocean of experiences that we have on this path of human existence. We realize how powerful it is to bring in the presence of the One on every inhale, on every new beginning, and with every exhale, every surrender or letting go, loss or death. And then we feel what it feels like, as we do in life, to simply allow death to rest into the container of the One. To allow the breath to tap us into this presence, this all-pervading life, as we hold our human reality, that death is part of us. It's part of this journey that we will all face again and again. And how powerful it is to bind our minds to this all-pervading life, even as death comes to those we love, to our own lives, and to this body. And then in your time, I welcome that you begin to return some movement to this body, animating your fingers and toes and deepening the breath again. As you gradually bring yourself back up to your seat, and this is a powerful time to gather your journal and to just make some notes about this meditation, this death meditation, this all-pervading life meditation.